Hello, and welcome to Fall 2019 semester at Middle Georgia State University. My name is Jerry Lucas. I am your online instructor for this section of Humanities 4472, Studies and Culture. This semester, we'll be looking at what I call short-form science fiction in literature, television, and short film. And you will also be learning how to edit and contribute to Wikipedia for your semester project. So I hope that sounds pretty exciting to you. I think it'll be a fun semester. If you're listening to this audio introduction, you have successfully found the syllabus and all of the information that you will need for this course. Congratulations. I thought we'd take a few minutes and go through this information a little bit, just so you can feel comfortable. This introduction is just a general, cursory introduction, so you really should take your time and read through the syllabus. It's very important. I've spent a lot of time trying to include all the necessary information for your success. And likely all of the questions that you probably have will be answered if you just read carefully. All right, if we are looking at the syllabus, you will see the top says Science Fiction Fall 2019. Just above that, you see a menu bar. The third item on that menu bar is for students. If you click on that and click Students Start Here, maybe open that in a new tab so you can come back to the syllabus when we're done. You'll see the student start page with a series of five tabs. I meant for this page to sort of be a general introduction and overview for all of my students, no matter what course you're taking. You'll see announcements are on here. These announcements are for most classes. If there's an emergency or something like that, I will post announcements on this page. I'll likely let you know elsewhere too, but you can always come back to this page to find out anything that you need to know in a general capacity. The courses tab lists my the current courses that I'm teaching, including yours. Yours is Humanities 4472, Studies and Culture. The star menu is sort of my golden rules menu. I just advise you to read through this page and click on the links. This is just some friendly advice on how to do well. A little further down that page, you'll see primers. There's a Humanities Basics and an Online Basics. The Humanities Basics covers conventions for writing and communicating in the humanities. And Online Basics has some general overview about do's and don'ts in working online. The Resources tab begins with class policies. These are also linked off of your syllabus, so I'll go over these in just a moment. I have several how-to essays here. Some of these will be applicable to your class, some will not. Again, use them as you need them. I also have a link to our librarians for the course. If you need additional help with research, they are there to help you. I recommend that you take advantage of that. Finally, I have the fact tab. These frequently asked questions are just that. If you have any of these questions before you email me asking me, you might want to check the fact. Chances are it is answered here, and I've spent quite a bit of time. And if you have a question that's not answered here, I'll answer it. Okay, so let's go back to the syllabus. If you notice then at the top of the syllabus too, there are a series of tabs. The first tab, which you're on now, is the syllabus, which we'll be going through. Then we have R1 through R3. These are our requirements. Again, we'll be looking at these in just a minute. And then tabs L1 through L10 are your 10 lessons that make up the course. Each lesson is about a week in length until you get to lesson 10, which you'll be then working on your Wikipedia project for just over a month near the end of the course. And we'll get to these in just a second here. As I mentioned, please read the syllabus carefully. I'm just going to give you an overview of the important parts, sort of get you oriented, let you hear my charming voice. You're really going to need to read through. I'm not going to read everything for you. You can have a look at the introduction. One of the things about online courses, if you'll notice in this red rectangle, if you're uncomfortable making your own decisions, researching your own answers, working on your own, teaching yourself, because that's a lot of what you have to do in online courses, or you get frustrated easily, you may be more comfortable in a traditional face-to-face section of this course. Please take this seriously. If you're unsure of yourself and every little thing that you have to do, you need encouragement and positive feedback, this is not the course for you. You need the ability to depend on yourself, to look up things yourself, and to put yourself out there a little bit, to take a risk or two. You'll find that Wikipedia's motto is be bold. Wikipedia says be bold in your edits and what you do on there. I recommend that advice as well for an online class. Just be bold. If you make a mistake, it's not going to kill you. In fact, mistakes are the best way to learn anything. Okay, so this course does not use D2L or Brightspace or MGA Direct or whatever they're calling it this week. Everything that you need to know is right here on this website and on Wikipedia and on a website that you'll get an introduction to in Lesson 1, Wikipedia Education. It's wikiedu.org. More on that in a little bit. Instructor information, again, my name is Gerald or Jerry Lucas. My office, though we will, I hear, be moving this semester, is in the College of Arts and Sciences building, room 117 in Media Culture in the Arts Department. My office hours are listed on my contact page. You may see me during any of these office hours. No appointment is necessary, but if you do want to meet me face-to-face or online that's not listed during my office hours, just contact me and we can arrange it. My email then is listed here as well. As this is an online course, I do try to make myself as available as I can. The best way to contact me is via email or on my talk page. More about that soon. Course information, you can read for yourself. Required text, there are no required texts for this course, just several PDFs and online articles. These texts will be available via Google Drive. All you need to do is click on this link, enter your Google login, and you will have access to all the texts you need for this course. We will have some videos that you'll have to watch, a subscription to a video streaming service may be necessary for some of these. Some are available for free, but you will need to find these on your own. Even if you need to rent them, the rental prices are very inexpensive. So, and several streaming services have free trials for students. So this is very affordable. And since there is no textbook, you'll probably spend maybe $10 on these videos. So I try to link to free ones when I can. Okay, course requirements. It's composed of three components listed on the chart here, R1 through R3. These correspond to the R1 through R3 tabs at the top as well, just for your convenience. The first one is Wikipedia contributions, and I'll go through these just briefly here. The goal of this is your major project in the course. You can tell because it counts for 50% of your final grade. Will be to write or revise an entry or entries on Wikipedia concerning one or more of the course's texts. So you'll find topics that aren't covered well or even short stories or authors that don't have a Wikipedia page yet, and you'll write them one. You'll do research to make the existing articles better. And I think that every short story that we read needs either an entire article written or needs a lot of help on the article that is already there. So this will be your task to do research and to make these articles better. Take a minute to digest that. It might sound a little daunting. This is, instead of a research paper, we're going to be working on Wikipedia this semester. So you'll get a lot of help on this. And each week's lesson, you'll have a little bit more Wikipedia training. So if it's anxiety-inducing at this moment, don't sweat it too much. If you can follow instructions and you can be bold, then you can do this, and you might actually enjoy doing this. All right, requirement number two then will be a journal that you'll keep regularly throughout the semester. By the end of the term, you'll have a minimum of 20 entries on your in your journal. This journal will be twofold. One, it will address the material that you're reading in class. And two, it will address your work on Wikipedia. You'll also be responding to other people's journal posts. Again, instructions for doing all of this will follow. The R2 tab has a few instructions that you can follow about setting up your journal, where it will be located. Lesson one will give more of this. So follow the instructions on R2, and then when you get to lesson one, you'll be doing a little bit more to your journal. The final journal post will be a sort of a reflective essay that looks at your work throughout the semester. It'll be a little bit longer, but more on that when we get near the end. The third requirement is consistent participation in course activities. That means you'll have to do pretty much some work every week, not only on Wikipedia, but you'll have reading and viewing to do as well. You've got to keep up on these. Think of this class as like learning a musical instrument. If you practice just once a week, you're never going to get any better. You need to practice a little bit daily or every other day in order to get better. Please take me seriously on this. I would say 90% of the people who fail these types of courses are those who don't listen to this advice, who try to log in once a week, usually at the last minute, to do all their assignments. It just will not work. You need to devote several hours during the week on this class. You need to log in at least three times a week and do a little bit of work. So I'll say a little bit more about this in just a minute. Anything that doesn't count for journal or Wikipedia project will count under class participation. That includes Wikipedia training. Any other smaller assignments that you're asked to do will count under participation. One thing I will mention as well on requirements, and this will segue us into policies, is that students must complete all assignments and each requirement to successfully pass the course. This is not one of those classes that you can say, eh, I'm just not going to do this assignment. That will come back to haunt you. Not only will you get a zero for the assignment during the week, you'll also get, this will also count off on your final evaluations. And my policy is that you must do everything. Otherwise, you'll fail the course. So please keep up, do all assignments, make sure you're giving yourself plenty of time to get these things accomplished. Course policies. The drop date is October 14th. This is the last date to drop with a W. Otherwise, you get an F. I've already talked a little bit about assignments and deadlines. As this is an online course, I can be a little bit flexible with deadlines. And I'll say more about your deadlines when we get down to schedule. But please try to give yourself enough time to do each thing and each lesson before the due date. I generally get to evaluation fairly quickly. And if you haven't done it, you just get a zero. Now, again, most of the people that fail this class are those who just don't do assignments or don't do them on time. It's very important that you get these things done on time each week. And I got to be honest with you, too. As long as you try, as long as you do your best, I can see that you're making an effort, you generally will pass the assignment. So, I mean, I won't promise you anything like that, but generally, if you try, you pass, okay? And I go over a little bit on that, on how to do well in my class. That link was back under that little star menu. Attendance, the only way that I know that you're here is if you're online working. So you must do this, as I mentioned, consistently each week for each lesson. If you miss a lesson because you haven't been online, this will lead to class failure, I promise you. So do your best. If you're having some difficulties, please communicate those difficulties with me. The best way under communication is via my talk page on Wikipedia, or if you have something private you need to discuss with me, like a grade or family difficulties or an emergency, email is the best way. Research. Everything you do in this class must be supported with textual evidence. This includes primary textual evidence and secondary textual evidence. Don't write anything that is unsupportable. This includes your journal and particularly on Wikipedia articles. More about this later. All right, schedule. You'll see that I've divided the class into 10 lessons. This is a bit front-loaded, so most lessons will take place within a week, as you can see, during August, September, and October. The last lesson is a bit longer, and it includes some Wikipedia training, but mostly it'll be you working on your Wikipedia project. We will end the course content study on week 10. So you can see then, each week has its particular lessons. We're going to go over lesson one just to give you an overview of how the lessons are broken down. But you can see the subjects for each lesson are listed in this table. Okay, so if you click on L1, the Introduction to Science Fiction Wikipedia, and I'll just basically go through how lessons are set up. You'll see that there'll be goals at the top, there'll be a general introduction to the lesson, and then I will have Wikipedia work for you to do. During each lesson. The first few lessons, there'll be a little bit more Wikipedia work than there will be on later lessons. But once you get these basics down, Wikipedia is going to get easier and easier for you. Notice that under Wikipedia setup, that you must make your Wikipedia account, link it to wiki.edu, and create your journal by August 18th. Failure to do so will make you a no-show. You will be dropped from the course. Now, please take this seriously. I have to know that you've shown up to the course. So you must do just these things, and these things are covered under R2 and Lesson 1. And so you have to have these things set up by Sunday, August 18th, in order for you to be present in the course. If you report it as a no-show, it just becomes a pain in the butt for everybody, for you, for the registrar, for me. So be sure that you do these things immediately. All right. After your Wikipedia work, you'll be working on journals. This first journal, your post one, I have a little bit more detail here. It tells you how to do these things, and then it tells you what you should be writing in your journal. These will get a little bit more consistent after the first couple of lessons. So generally, you'll be doing your first post on one of the texts you read. The second post will be on a usually an intertextual reading of both texts. And then you'll always be replying to somebody. This won't happen in the first lesson. I don't want to do too much the first lesson. But beginning lesson 2, I believe you're replying to your other classmates in their journals. Okay, and due dates will always be that Sunday at midnight following the when the lesson ends. So this first due date, as you can see, will be on not this first Sunday, the 18th, though you do have some stuff to do for the 18th. It'll be August 25th. So you have a good week and a half to accomplish this first lesson. Okay, and that's really about it. So as I said, be sure that you read through the syllabus, read through the lessons, know what's expected of you. Questions may be posted, as you see at the bottom of Lesson 1, you know, in that little tip, there's a class help page, and questions that are pertinent to everybody should be posted on the class help page so I can answer them once for everybody. There's also ability to get help in other places. You'll learn all this stuff as we go along. So read carefully. Any questions can be posted to the class help page, and I look forward to working with everybody online, getting into Wikipedia, and getting into our study of science fiction. And I will see everybody online. Let me say one more thing. This audio introduction will be followed up by audio feedback. I would generally post these feedback audio posts at the top of the next lesson, usually Tuesday, Wednesday. It just depends on when I can get to them. But usually I will have general feedback posted. So have a look out for that. Okay, see everybody online.